This is KUT. It's hard to come by vacant land in downtown Austin these days. The few empty blocks that remain are quickly being scooped up by developers. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on one of the latest projects coming to the area.
I'm here at 308 Guadalupe Street. Right now it's just a parking lot surrounded by lots of downtown high-rises and some more modest office buildings. But soon this site will be home to one of the newest high-rises in downtown Austin.
Earlier this month, Travis County closed on a $430 million deal to lease out this site in the heart of downtown. It takes up an entire city block, and the county says it could potentially hold a 25-story tower that includes office space, hotel rooms, retail, and apartments. Jerry Fry is with CBRE, the real estate firm that helped coordinate the deal.
It's kind of the last remaining prime full city block. And it's got, you know, pretty much unrestricted zoning.
The county purchased this land in 2010 for $22 million, a fraction of the profit they expect to make from this lease. The site was planned for a new courthouse, but voters rejected the funding for it. So Peter Jansen with CBRE says they shopped the deal around to more than 4,000 development firms. They ultimately signed a 99-year lease with the Austin-based Lincoln Property Company and the Dallas-based Phoenix Property Company. Jansen says the county will retain ownership of the land.
100 years from now, maybe we'll be here still, maybe not, but the fact is that dirt and the improvements will revert back to the county.
308 Guadalupe is the second downtown parking lot in as many months to be slated for new development. In May, the Episcopal Church announced plans to bring a new mixed-use high-rise to a parking lot at East 7th Street and Trinity. Unlike that site, this one is unencumbered by Austin's Capitol View corridors, which limit the height or shape a building can take to preserve views of the Capitol Dome from certain places. But developers will have to abide by construction worker protections built into the deal. Things like paying a living wage, providing safety training, and having a third-party monitor on site during construction.
And while there is, and will certainly continue to be, pushback from the development community, because it's difficult to remain compliant, it's not an easy program, it's an important one. It's the right thing to do.
The growing redevelopment and investment in downtown Austin hasn't happened by accident. In 2011, the city adopted its downtown plan, which calls for denser housing, walkable streets, and the redevelopment of publicly owned land. The city estimates that as much as 80% of property taxes generated in downtown go towards services and infrastructure in other parts of Austin. Saida Hassan, KUT News.